the article is it doesn't surprise me, the decrease in attendance. I mean, there have been a lot of things, you know, this year in Baseball Prospectus has chronicled that, you know, whether you want to look at the number of, get down to the basic, the number of high leverage innings being pitched in baseball, not as much as there used to be. The game, for a lot of us, and I don't think we're old men yelling at clouds here, Rob, it's just that the game for a lot of us just isn't that interesting. And, you know, you touch on the issue as well, tanking. Tanking is a large part of the reason for it.
Yeah, that's what I found. I mean, up to maybe a third, maybe more, of the reason for the decline in attendance is just these non-competitive teams that are playing so much more often. And by non-competitive, I mean they have less than a 5% chance of making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And when you get to that point, I think a lot of fans say, well, my team's out of it. You know, do I really want to go to the ballpark and pay all this money with the ticket prices? And you mentioned the median wages stagnating and also the aesthetic issues. I think the lack of competitive teams really adds to all that. You know, the baseball is at its best when you have teams that are really trying to, you know, make the playoffs and then actually competing for something. And when that goes away, I think a lot of the reason to be a fan and to actually stay up on what's happening to your team and show up to the ballpark, a lot of that excitement disappears as well. So it was surprising to me that it explains so much of the decline in attendance. About 1.4 million fewer fans in 2018 were because of tanking teams. But at the same time, it makes sense when you consider, you know, what fans really like about baseball is that playoff chase and ultimately the championship chase as well.
Mm. Rob, what can the commissioner of baseball do to help this? Ownership, people that own teams are going to do what they want to do. They have enough money. This is what we want to do. If we want to tank and make it better 2 years from now, that's what we're going to do. But how can the commissioner help bring a little bit better of a product between the lines?
Yeah, people have brought up a number of good ideas, I think. One is sort of similar to what they have been trying to do in the NBA, where sort of messing with the draft order so that you don't automatically get the best picks for finishing last. That's part of it. I think that's certainly an incentive for teams to tank, is they know that they'll get better draft position and that'll allow them to sort of rebuild their strength down the line. I also think that a big part of it now with these tanking teams is that they just have no incentive really to sign free agents. And we've seen that in the free agent market, where a lot of pretty good players were waiting until, in some cases, mid-season to get contracts. Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel, among them. And so when you see that, that really speaks to an unhealthy market and an unhealthy competitive landscape in baseball, I think. And so maybe one thing they could do would be to establish a salary floor in the same way that they have a cap at the top, a soft cap at this point. But, you know, maybe that would help push teams to at least give some money to mediocre free agents and push themselves up towards the middle, give themselves a chance at the playoffs. Even if it's not a great chance, at least, you know, if they're around 500, then there's some reason for fans to show up and pay attention to the team, as opposed to what they do now, which is sort of go all out to get into the cellar and sort of give up on the season in favor of competing in the next few years.
You know, one of the issues I think baseball has too, and this gets to your point about needing to address how the game drafts. I mean, part of the problem is it's not, you know what, if you're a team and you have no chance to win, it's in your best interest, even if it means picking eighth overall. That's a hell of a lot better in baseball than picking 15th. It's a crapshoot to begin with. But, I mean, the numbers suggest that, you know, you should still be able to get a decent player. And you also, of course, you get a bigger bonus pool. Like, it seems to me, Rob, that there are too many sort of very subtle sort of underlying incentives for teams not to contend. I think the easiest answer, and I can't believe I'm saying this because I did not like expanded playoffs, I think you may have to expand the playoffs, I don't know, by four teams, have an extra play-in game or something like that. That's the only thing I can see. And yet, even having said that, that's still not going to prevent, if you look at the standings right now, there's still going to be eight teams that will be tanking anyhow regardless, because there are a ton of teams that are, you know, double digits out of the wild card spot right now. Never mind first place in their division.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I think expanding the playoffs sounds good on paper. It would definitely give a lot more teams a chance at contention. But what we're seeing now is not only that you have all these tanking teams at the bottom, you have all these super teams on top, like the Astros and the Dodgers being perfect examples of this. Right? If you expanded the playoffs and let some teams that were around 500 in, they would just get crushed by those super teams. Maybe they, you know, I know that the baseball is very random and short season, anything can, or a short series, anything can happen. At the same time, with the difference in talent between the Astros and a mediocre team, I don't think they would have much of a chance. And I don't think that the teams would really respond to those extra couple of games they might get against a team like that with as much desire to compete. I also don't think the fans would get that into it, right? Like, how excited are you going to be about watching your favorite team get rolled over by a juggernaut of a team like the Yankees or the Astros or the Dodgers? It's just not going to be as much fun. So I think there has to be also, or there ought to be some way of kind of evening the strength throughout baseball to kind of also bring down those amazing teams that are sort of destroying everyone else at this point and making it so that there's really no competition. It's just ultimately almost seems like they're the ones, one of those teams is going to walk away with the championship.
You know, your numbers show, and I'm just looking, the percent of teams with playoff odds of less than 5%, the daily average. In 2014, it was 29.1. That became 31.9, 35.1. Saw a little bit of a step back at 34.7. 41.1% last year, 39.6% this year. I mean, that's astounding when you think, I mean, almost 40% of the teams in Major League Baseball on a daily basis are already eliminated. Like, that is
scary.
Well, it's scary. Yeah, scary. Scary is a word. But you know what concerns me as well, Rob, is the fact that, you know, we're on the verge, it seems, of a formal partnership between baseball and legalized gambling. And my concern is that, frankly, we're going to get to a point where, you know what, seats in the ballpark are going to become less and less of a driving, you know, of a driving force economically for the game. TV money, gambling money. You know, that those are going to be the things that are going to drive the game. And I don't know what that is going to say about the competitive nature of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's already happened to some extent. I mean, if you look back 40, 50 years, the gate revenue that teams got from people actually showing up to games and spending money on concessions, that was a much bigger slice of the pie than what the teams make now. And I think that's partially driving this decrease in competitiveness. If you know that you don't really have to put a viable competitive team out on the field in order to make a lot of money, then from the owner's perspective, why would you? You know, if they're making all this money from, for example, MLB Advanced Media, from merchandise sales, from in the future potentially gambling as well, then there's no real reason to make a good product for the on-field. It doesn't matter. It's sort of irrelevant. I also want to point out something that my friend and colleague at Baseball Prospectus, Rob Maines, wrote recently. He actually found that one of the things that's happened is that teams have increased their ticket prices even as they put less competitive teams out, less competitive squads on the field. And so that has this doubly profitable effect, right? Because it discourages a lot of people from coming to the ballpark, which means that you don't need to have as many costs and as many beer vendors, as many security guards and all that stuff. And you're making more money per fan. So you end up sort of juicing your profits two ways. And it almost seems like a lot of teams are sort of zigzagging in that direction where they're saying, you know what, we don't need to have affordable ballpark tickets anymore. We'll just cater this experience to the richest people that can really afford it. And if our ballparks are only half full, that's okay, because that just means we don't have to hire as many people to sell stuff in the ballpark, and it becomes a more profitable experience for us game after game. And so I think that there's all these forces from an economic perspective that are all pushing teams towards not producing an affordable, pleasant game day experience for the average fan.